So a Merry Christmas to you, Neil, and welcome back. Friday night interview ahead of tomorrow's match against Ashton United. And the first thing we have to mention is the fact that everyone else in the league played on Boxing Day and the results went really well for FC United. So a lot to play for tomorrow.
Yeah, firstly, Ben, Merry Christmas back to you. But no, tomorrow gives us a big opportunity. When the fixtures were released, we looked at Boxing Day and we were scheduled to play Boxing Day, but you know, we knew that on the Saturday there was no fixture schedule, so we thought, you know, between Ashton and ourselves, let lads have Christmas and relax on Boxing Day, and then we'll play the Saturday. So it is the only fixture. We were very fortunate with the results on Boxing Day, so we've got to make sure that we've capitalised on the slip-ups now and try and gain a bit of ground, gain more ground on the leaders.
It's gone really, really well. Basically, FC United could go third if we win. In fact, there's no cut about it. If we do win, because of the goal difference, we will go third. But easier said than done. You have to keep everyone's feet on the ground.
Feet on the ground. You've got to discard the league position of Ashton. You know, Michael Clegg's just taken over. I've noticed they signed Greg Hartley, the keeper, from Allerton, who's one of the best in the league. He's brought Ben Hardcastle with him as well. I think he's brought three, the Brewster as well. So he's brought three from Atherton, who were a good side. And I'm sure that the lads that he's inherited will want to prove that they're good enough to stay at the club. So, you know, for me, I think they've had the last couple of games called off, or they haven't been able to play. So it'll be a game that, you know, they're desperately going to want to win. We desperately want to win. The pitch isn't great. It won't be great for both teams, so we've got to adapt to it. They'll have to adapt. But it's a game that we can't wait for. You know, every game now, we're looking forward to it. We're full of confidence. We train well on Boxing Day morning. And, you know, we just can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Obviously, we got relegated with Ashton United, but, you know, we're talking about FC United being in the playoffs come 5 o'clock tomorrow. But Ashton United are just looking to get themselves out of the relegation spots at the moment. I suppose that gives you an indication of just how tough relegation is out of the National League North, because Ashton United are by no means alone in the struggling to bounce back the way they have been. And I suppose that's all credit to yourself as well, because you've made it look relatively easy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a tough league. I mean, the National League was tough. Like I said, worst moment in the football career, taking FC United down. And, you know, I take full responsibility for that. But I made a promise that we'll rebuild and hopefully rectify the situation. Are we further ahead than what I thought? Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's come together really quickly. But that you know, we've got the momentum now. We don't want to stop. You know, if we get out the first attempt, we get back out. If it's the second or the third attempt, well, our goal is promotion. We know that we've got to be at our best every single game, starting with Ashton tomorrow. You know, they're fighting for their lives at the bottom, and results went against them yesterday. I think they're now second from bottom. So, you know, Cleggy won't want to go in there and just kind of stave off relegation. With the money that they've got behind them, I'm sure that they're looking to propel themselves up the league. And, you know, it'll take no more motivation to say that you're playing FC United Manchester tomorrow and go and stop them. But we know what we've got to do. We've got a really good squad, really good togetherness. We're playing, you know, excellent football, scoring goals, the league's leading goal scorers. I think October of 15 since we last lost. And I think that's 12 games. So, you know, we won't take Ashton lightly at all. We know we'll have to be at our best. I'm sure there'll be a lot of FC fans that made the journey. And, you know, it's not been a happy hunting ground, I don't think, over the last few years. So we're hopefully going to put that right tomorrow and go there and get 3 points and get third in the league, and then look forward to the Radcliffe game on New Year's Day.
I was going to ask you about the corresponding game last season. It was a horrible afternoon, wasn't it, really?
It was strange.
I suppose that's going to be in the back of your mind, and that's going to be something that you want to remedy for tomorrow's match.
I mean, we went there on the bounce last time. You know, we're just beating Bradford away 3-2, and then we go to Ashton, and, you know, it was a dire performance. And I guess that was, you know, the ups and downs of last season's squad, the inconsistencies, the unprofessionalism at times. With this squad, it's completely different. You know, I know the lads are preparing well. I know they can't wait. They're looking forward to meeting every opposition. You know, we have that saying that we don't fear anyone, we respect them. We'll do the same to Ashton tomorrow. But you know, we're just desperate for more points now. And, you know, when you've got the opportunity to go third in the league, coming to the end of the year, there's no bigger incentive. So we want to go and put on a show tomorrow, show that, you know, we deserve to be where we are, and keep our run going.